Hey, spooky friends, guess what? It's October, and that means it's our favorite month of the year. In just a few weeks, it will be Halloween. Are you thinking about your costume? What haunts you want to visit? We have special guests joining us to write and read stories from all over the Spookyverse. Make sure you subscribe right here to Snarled so you don't miss a single thing and a single moment of fun. And we even got an early treat to share with you all today. We have been working on launching our spooky shop. That's right, we are creating some of the most awesome Something Scary merch based on feedback we've gotten from all of you, and we think you're going to love it. Find the link here under our video and also in the show description. So check it out, and remember, where there's a treat, there's always likely a trick. Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? Sins of the Father. In Judaism, when a loved one dies, you pray for their soul to be cleansed so they can ascend to heaven. But if the soul is tortured, the malicious spirit will find someone on earth to possess so they can take care of unfinished business. This evil spirit is called the Dybbuk, and it can get you when you least expect it. Shira stared up at the large house, wondering how she lucked out finding a gorgeous room so quickly. It was so quiet, too. After getting her master's in journalism, she had been offered a position at the San Francisco Chronicle. Upon arriving in the new city, she answered an ad for a room to rent from an elderly couple named the Housers. They seemed nice enough, if not lonely, and offered her the room straight away. They were quiet and kept to themselves. They didn't mention having children, although Shira noticed a photo of them with a young girl in the hallway. Mrs. Hauser was like every doting grandmother, but Mr. Hauser had a dark sadness within him. Shira simply avoided the grumpy old man. 3 months into her new routine, Shira came home from work exhausted. The Housers invited her to take a load off and sit down to have dinner with them. After some blessings, wine, and food, she headed off to her room feeling full and relaxed. However, as soon as she entered her room, she doubled over in pain. A pounding headache had set in, assuming it was from a long day of work and too much caffeine. She headed to bed. As she closed her eyes, her head began to throb even harder. She chugged the water beside her bed for hydration, but she seemed to be sweating it out faster than she could drink. Her ears were ringing, and her eyes began to tear. What was happening? Trying not to panic, she stumbled her way into the bathroom and splashed cold water on her face. When she stood up to look in the mirror, a glaze fell over her eyes. Shira had always received compliments about her bright blue eyes. But in the reflection, they were dark brown and dilated. She leaned in to get a closer look, mere inches away from the mirror, and then it happened. A ripple in her face, as if something was crawling just under her skin. She stood in shock as another ripple resurfaced. It caused a wave underneath her flesh to reveal another young woman's face over hers, kind of like an overlay on an app or a photo. It was only for a moment, but she saw it very clearly. It was the same face as the young girl in the photo with the Housers. Shira cried out, trembling, but the image cleared and it was just Shira standing there. What the hell was that? Her mind must have been playing tricks on her. Immediately, her headache was completely gone. After a few deep breaths and chalking it up to her fatigue, she went to bed for a restful sleep. The next morning, with her eyes closed and still in bed, she began to hear chatter. It sounded like Mr. and Mrs. Hauser, but younger, as if their past versions of themselves were talking. Shira began to stir. The voices got louder and closer. What did you do? She's not breathing. You killed her. Miss Hauser was crying, help me hide her," Mr. Hauser ordered. Miss Hauser was weeping. "My sweet girl, my poor sweet girl." Shira was confused. Their voices sounded close by. As she sat up to inspect, she felt four hands on her body, ripping out of bed. She fell to the ground and screamed, only to awaken and find herself alone on the floor, shaking. It had felt too real to be a nightmare, more like a vision from the past. Frightened, she ran downstairs and burst through the Hauser's bedroom. They tried to calm her down as she unloaded everything that had just happened in the past few hours. Mr. Hauser shot a look at his wife, warning her to stay silent. Taking deep breaths, Shira focused at a spot on the wall. She noticed a black and white photo of the same young woman she believed was their daughter. She looked sad, vacant. Terror shot through Shira as she remembered seeing the woman's face in the mirror. Shira turned to confront the Hausers, but she was muted. Her lips were moving as if she was shouting, but it was not Shira talking. Her hands were in fists as she headed toward Mr. Hauser. Shira tried to stop her movements, but she had no control over her limbs, as if something had overridden her body. Through the pummeling of fists, the wheeling of anything she could get her hands on, and the violence, Shira passed out. Shira awoke later, not knowing if minutes or hours had passed. While on the floor, she felt tugging on her skin, something trying to get out. It pulled away from her body, leaving her light and back in control of herself. Curled on the floor, she looked up to see shadow before it disappeared. Slowly, Shira began to rise, and the horror of the room lay bare. A brutal murder scene. Mr. Hauser had been beaten so badly, he was unrecognizable. The entire room, including Shira and Miss Hauser, was covered in flesh and rage. Miss Hauser wept in the corner, looking at the photo and speaking to the young lady in it. "I'm so sorry, sweet girl. I'm so sorry." The image began to change. The woman, who once appeared lifeless, desolate in the picture, now had a peaceful smile upon her face. Her retribution was now complete.
The other day, a friend of mine confided in me about something that was going on in her life. I was worried about her, and immediately I suggested she should go to Talkspace and set up a time to speak with someone. It's been so helpful to me, and I wanted her to have the same kind of care that I have gotten. Talkspace offers therapy and psychiatry, and you can talk with someone from the privacy of your own home. There have been times where I put off therapy because setting up appointments was difficult and having to go somewhere physically was not always easy. I know that with Talkspace, they make it so easy and embed it in your everyday changing life schedule, because life is always changing. You're always changing. And Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. Instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist 24/7, and they'll engage with you daily 5 times a week. As a listener of this podcast, you get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code SCARY to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's SCARY and Talkspace.com.
Thanks so much for listening. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. And did you know you can listen to Something Scary podcast right here on Snarled or on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts? And if you'd like to submit a story, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Thanks so much and see you next time.